Hot 105 today representing the History Makers, which is the nation's largest African-American video and oral history archive, and they go all around the country, and they'll be hosting their sixth annual Back to School event with the History Makers program on Friday, September 25th in Broward and Miami-Dade County. And with us this morning, you have our very own internationally known designer, Cecil Hayes, and she is part of the History Makers. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Rod?
Quite well. You are a resident of South Florida, and you're going to be honored and part of what they call the History Makers. Tell us about the History Makers.
The History Makers. I was inducted into the History Makers about 10 years ago. It is a recording of legend history makers that are African Americans. We're very fortunate this year that they actually took the recordings of all the history makers, and it's now in the Library of Congress, which is an honor for everyone that is a part of History Makers.
You are an internationally known designer and interior designer, and you reside right here in South Florida, and you have an event that you're going to be doing in South Florida on Friday.
Correct.
It's the sixth annual Back to School with the History Makers program, and this is going to take place at what location in South Florida?
Well, it's going to be at many schools throughout the country. Actually, there's 32 states that that they're doing the History Makers Back to School, and the schools that are participating is 200. But here in South Florida, we have two, Blanche Ely and Dillard High School. I will be there along with Andy Ingram, which will be speaking to the students on behalf of the possibilities of anything that you want to do, you can do.
And also a person with a long history here in South Florida, Charles Terry II, publisher of the Florida Courier.
Correct. Each school is an individual presentation as per History Maker. We're there to talk to the students. We will have approximately 400 in the theater at Dillard. The grade would be from middle school to high school. Our theme is, as always, commit. This is from the History Makers, so we're asking the children to listen and to commit to success.
And it would be nice if the parents and guardians of these children be in attendance at the school as well.
Definitely welcome. I'm not sure that the administrators of the school has said to the parents to come, but it would be a great idea for them to be there.
And if we'd like to find out more information about the History Makers, there is a website.
They do have a website that you can go on, which is History Makers. I don't have the website in front of me.
That website is thehistorymakers.com, and there's other ways to contact them as well.
The other way to get information about the History Makers is all of the archives now are in public libraries for the children, students, adults, anyone to review the success of history by African Americans in their living lifetime. Actually, I've been doing this since to the date that they started committing back to school and asking History Makers to go. I go, Rodney, because I was raised here in South Florida in the district of Dillard High School where I attended school. We lived near Dillard. When I look in the audience of the students, I see a look of despair, as if we cannot get away from who we are or where we live. I tell the children that you are not your address. I was living on 21st Avenue, only a few blocks from Sistrunk, and so was many, many other successful African Americans. So our commitment and what I bring to in speaking with the youth is to know that when you see History Makers, it's not something that we did because we had a lot of money, because our parents were educated. It was because we were on a mission, and that's what we need to get our children to understand. Now, you are not your address. You can achieve from whatever place you live.
Well, much success to you and Andy Ingram. We're speaking to internationally known designer Cecil Hayes. He'll be speaking as part of the History Makers at Dillard High School on Friday. Again, thank you and much success.
Thank you, Rodney.